Welcome back to another episode of He's a Guy podcast. Remember to like, comment, subscribe. You know, little button right here is going to pop up. It's red. Click it right there. You know what I mean?
Man didn't learn.
Yo, I'm not looking at this.
Just move on. Just move on.
Yeah, bro. Just keep going, Steph. Keep going. Keep going.
Man, you know, let us know you guys would like us to talk about. But you guys are doing a great, great job, you know. We hit a couple milestones recently. It's doing well, you know. So we're excited. We're appreciative. But please do keep telling people. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Because you keep laughing, let's just address it. The next time, let him open and just do it. Just get it out the way, Tashawn. Just get it out the way.
I'll clean it up back.
Share this podcast with one friend.
I like that. Put your own twist on it.
Okay.
You
know what I'm saying? I like that. That's it. We have another episode favorite. I feel like it's a favorite. We got good reviews off the last one, or good interactions. Mm-hmm. Men in Hypotheticals 2. You know what I mean? So I have some stuff here. You guys have no idea what I got, but it's cool. It's not going to be like last time, though, in fact.
What happened last time?
Huh?
What happened?
Nothing.
Okay. All
right. First question I have for you guys. Just additive, if you guys, you know what I mean? Just an add-on, but flip a coin for $1 billion or take $1 million. $1 million's yours.
It's funny because I saw this on Instagram the other day.
I thought it was so fitting. For
yeah, me. No. I thought hard because it's so tough. It's like you can guarantee the $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could flip a coin for $1 billion. And I'm like,
50-50 chance, man.
I'm a gambler, dog. Everybody's going to hate me, but I got to go for it, bro. I'm going for the billion. God's on my side.
For the million. We know already.
Yeah. No, I'm going to play devil's advocate. I never had $1 million. I'll take $1 million. I'm not going to chance it to $1 billion. Flip the coin and I lose?
Let's do it right now.
Still you.
My family's going to look at me like,
you're still you.
I'm broke.
No, not broke, man. We talked about using that word.
No. I'm saying I just lost a million dollars. Yeah.
Let's do it right now. You guys have a coin on you?
I don't.
I'd make you flip that coin. You'd be like, I'm a billionaire.
I couldn't do it. I'd have to take the million. Take the million still.
Jeez.
Fruity?
I think I can get a mil easy.
So what do you say?
Billion?
What are you telling me? You're gambling?
I'm going for the bill. Like millions possible, more than possible,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
to earn on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a mil. One mil?
We might got him.
Well, I'm sure if you think about how much money we've got earned over our lifetime, I'm sure.
Like a mil, 100%.
I'm sure we've hit a mil.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sure. But a billion? You can flip a coin and get that?
50-50 chance, man.
50-50 is easy.
Listen, you can go buy a house for $1 million. And sell it back for more and get some money out of that. $1 billion? Come on.
How many times over?
You have to take that chance. I know it's going to burn to if you don't win it. Let's say you don't win it and you're like, oh, I could have had $1 million. Real grind hard, you could probably get that $1 million.
Bam, I'm going to be me tomorrow anyway.
Thank you.
Let me flip that.
$1 billion is life-changing money.
Generation.
Kids, hold on, stop.
$1 million is too.
No, it's
not kids.
That's generational wealth.
Yeah, but you
I'm
also
a billionaire.
But also your starting point is different now, right? Let's not get crazy here.
$1 billion
is attainable regardless. But we're going from here to here. And I'm gonna chance a coin to go back to here.
Mm-mm. I'm not going back anywhere.
I'm sorry, you're going to stay where you were?
Yeah.
I couldn't do it still. I have to take the M.
I'm comfortable waking up every day and saying I'm fortunate.
I hear that. I hear that. But that mill now, you could
help.
Again, it changes your starting point. Now
absolutely.
You can flip that mill.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying you're going to get to a billy, but.
I wish we had a coin right now.
I have so many.
All flip.
In $1 billion, I have so many millions I could lose.
Yeah.
$1 billion, we're all good. Everybody. If I get $1 billion,
I promise you, I'm gonna act like I don't exist again.
What does that mean?
I'm gonna act like I was never in here. Like, imagine if I'm
you just
disappeared
on us?
I'm changed.
Hold on.
Changed.
Hold on. That's breathing in different air already.
Hold on.
But that was not auction. That's billions.
You're disappearing on us?
On us? Nah, I'm good. Pod's up though. But what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is Steph City here. I don't know. We got a new moderator. You gotta be crazy to have a millionaire sitting there. You got nuts.
So you'd be like Jeffrey on Fresh. I quit. Like you'd be. That's crazy. You're off this.
Anywho, so we can progress this. Go ahead. What are you saying?
I forgot what I was gonna say.
All right. Let me change it though. See, everybody's taking a billion except Deion, right? If you're given a chance to be a billionaire, but had to give up a close personal relationship, like a friend, family, or romantic one, would you take it still?
Do I get to choose which one it is?
Still doesn't matter. It's close
that,
personal.
That, relationship. I think that's the key thing right there. Like if I could choose someone,
doesn't matter. It's a close personal relationship, whether it's a friend, a family member, or a romantic one. Would you give it up to be the billionaire?
Yes.
I knew that. I expected that from Fred.
Yeah.
when I was writing it down, I knew. Yeah. I knew. I said, who's not even take time?
Yeah. I don't even have to really think about that. They'll understand. Because it's one of those where it's like, for example, somebody offered Deion this and then you're like, oh, yo, but you can't talk to Terrell. If he didn't take that, I can't even look at you the same.
You wouldn't even talk to me anyways.
I'd be like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong? Jews, take the money, bro. I understand. But yo, just e-transfer me a 1-2 here and there. You know, it doesn't have to come from your account. You know what I'm saying? And we're good.
That's a crazy thing. I don't want a million for you guys. You better take that. You guys are crazy.
I don't think I would do it.
I know. Morality, man.
No, I don't think I would do it because it's like, I want to sell my friend. You know what? Are people close to me I don't like?
Stop it. We mean sell. So brother, you're making a decision for somebody.
It's not
nice.
Close to you. You're saying,
like, no, I did. It's a close personal relationship.
I've got close people I don't like.
Relationship, family.
So I like them. We're talking about I love them. I don't like them.
You can just ask, yeah, like close, a family member, a romantic relationship, or a friend.
There's people you can let go.
Of course.
Like,
but I thought we were saying like, yo, like, you can't live without these people kind of thing.
Whatever you want to say.
I mean, there's people.
You can choose the person.
Who you choose?
They're close.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, so if they
why I don't really like the Sean's example, though, because if it's close, but I don't like them, they're not close. I don't want to keep them.
So
I don't want to keep them before.
Okay, but if you're super close, I can't burn you for money.
I'm not burning you. I'm helping you set up life, dog.
I'm saying we're done for some money.
No, yo. It's money. So I can still give you a chance.
But what's the change if we don't have each other? You give up your relationship for a billion?
I never had a billion. I don't know. But it sounds good.
So there's a billion right here, and they say you got
to
give up.
Can't even fit here. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, so let's just say it's a check.
All right.
$1 billion check right here, but you got to give up to Sean. Are you doing it?
Give up?
Yeah, yes.
Listen, I want better for us.
It's not you. It's
yes.
I wouldn't do you like.
I'm not doing you like anything.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm helping.
You're throwing
us.
Me to the wolves.
No, I'm not.
For some money.
I just told you, right? I'm not burning you. So you can still be here, but you would have no money troubles. You just every week change.
Okay.
But
now okay, I don't have now a let's add to that. You can't give him any of the money.
That's not what it said.
No. I'm adding to that now. There's a billion, the check, but once you cut him off, he's done.
Then no.
Are you saying that because you see that his feelings are hurt? Are you saying that because
you have his feelings right now? It's legit.
So you're taking the money still?
For which?
To Sean or the money?
Or if I have to cut him off?
You have to cut him off completely.
No. I wouldn't cut him off.
Okay.
I'd keep him around. But just to know that, like, if I have to lose this relationship, but I could still help in some type of way.
Way okay.
I would do it. I would do it.
That makes it more bearable, but it still hurts. I don't have a.
But think about
it. Here's the thing: you're not cutting them off, though.
I'm not cutting them off. Yeah, you are. You don't have connection with this person. And
but I'm sending you bread. That's connection,
monetarily. But in terms of me speaking to you or whatever, you just have to know it's me,
man. Sean, look at it like this: because I know you look a little hurt. You're worth a billion, man. Like that's what you're worth. Now, if it was like 100,000 and he took the 100,000, you'd be like, yeah, like, all right. But
what would change your mind?
To drop somebody for some bread?
A billion won't do it. What would do it?
There's no price you could put on friendship.
I'm happy for you, Doc. Honestly, I am. That's a great heart.
I told you about that heart earlier. Huh?
You can't put a price on your...
I'm not putting a price.
Yes, you are.
I'm helping elevate us.
Yes, but what is it if we can't do it together?
A lot. Can't do everything. Like a billion, bro. I can't do it. A lot of people can't do it together, bro.
If I could take a billion, I have to drop everybody.
You don't cut hair with me. This thing we had
to start. If I had a billion, but I had to get rid of everybody, it wouldn't even be.
I didn't say everybody. I said one.
It would still hurt.
I feel you. You get over it.
Be heartbreaking.
You get over it. You got over heartbreaks before. I seen you.
Yeah.
Not
I don't
with
know.
Money though.
I don't know if I would do it for a close person like that.
You guys are better than me.
If you guys gave me a list of your top closest 10 people to you, and you have to cut off one of them for the billion. I had $1 billion check.
I'm sure you could do it, dog.
They would do it.
I'm sure you could.
I believe you guys would do it.
You don't talk to 10 people right
because
now.
Because once again, this is a hypothetical, but if it's actually in your face and you're like, ooh,
$1 billion.
One of these 10 gotta go.
Different, bro.
Huh?
Your starting point's different.
Okay. You see what I'm saying? And you're looking at the list and you're like, one gotta go, but I still got the 9. We're good.
I'm not cool with brother. Come on, man.
Cool out, man. I mean, I've cut off people for free, but that was more so because the relationship ran its course.
Put their name on the list.
For money.
Same. Ran its course. God planned this.
It's a tough one. But yeah. I'm still not burdening nobody for no money. I gotta see that list, though.
I feel you. All right. This is a hot one that I actually took from Instagram for sure. Boat is sinking. Can only save your wife or your child. What we got?
Well, you gotta let me to start again.
Wife.
Wife? Yep. Why? Can you hear Waka Flocka say that the other day?
All right, I did. But I agreed with it.
Wholeheartedly.
Okay. And I hear it.
Because like
I don't have children though, so it's tough.
It's true. I don't have children. But to me, like the pain of losing my wife and still having my child versus the pain of losing my child and still having my wife.
I don't know. Same.
So you're saving your wife.
The love of my life. Same. That we made the child together.
Okay, so I'm gonna give my take on that. Like, I thought about this really hard because I did see it on Instagram, and I was like, this one, it was tough at first, but then she made it easier. She said, if you don't save my kids, I don't think we would be the same. And she kept it real because she's looking at it as I lived a decent amount of life. And you have the chance to save our child so they can live their life. How could we look at each other in the face day after day after day knowing that you could have saved our child, but you're looking at me? And I thought about that, and I was like, she's right. I would save my kid. And I would tell her the same thing because now put yourself in that situation where your wife could save your child or save you. Would you want her to save you or save your child?
Never looked at it like that.
My
answer would change in terms of I want her to save my child.
Mm-hmm.
But the answer is my question is not what she would do for me. My question is what I would do about that situation.
Yeah, and I
echo the same thing.
And I'm rocking with her answer. And I think it's because you guys don't have kids yet. But when you do have your kid, your answer will change, and I promise you. And like, she would never be mad at me for saving our child. Never.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they always say, like, when you're on the airplane, put your mask on first before you put anybody else's. Like, I would put my kids on first before I put mine, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they have a
chance. I understand. I do understand the sentiment. I do. Again, maybe it is because I don't have children, so I understand with that. But, I mean, I have heard the plights of others that do have children and them even echoing the same. I still kind of go to the side of that only because it would be harder in my mind of what they illustrated to find a second love of my life than it would be to have another child.
Nah.
But you can't. Neither is replaceable, but I do understand, and I think I still agree.
As much as I love my wife, I'm still going with my kids.
Yeah.
I think there's no scenario, none, I can promise you this right now, where I choose her. And she could be mad at me as much as she wants, but she understands because she would never choose me. And once you build that as family, you'll understand completely. The kids are the most important thing at the end of the day. If we have another guest on the show, just ask them this question and you'll see their answer.
That has kids.
That has kids. I'm telling you guys, when you have your kid, it's a whole different thing.
What if she did say, I want you to save me?
I still wouldn't do it.
Still wouldn't change.
No.
So what? Okay. Now, let me ask you guys, because this is a biblical it does relate back to a biblical stance where it's like your wife does become or does come before your children. Mm-hmm. So I ask you, or your just that yeah, union yeah. of you and your wife or your husband and your wife come before the children. Would that
listen, I'll stand on the hill and say, like, I still like I love my
Absolutely.
And I if I looked at it, like, I love her more than my kids, 100%. Because she, if without her, I wouldn't be able to have my kids. But if we're looking at the stance of, I think you said it best, we'd have to look at each other in the face and knew we had the opportunity to save our kids. Kids that never had a life, that live a full life. I couldn't even live it myself.
Yeah, that's just tough. It's one of those tough questions that make you have to make a tough decision.
Yeah. I'll try and save them all, but
it's not easy.
Realistically,
at all,
sure. Kids.
I don't have kids, so I can't speak on it, but I'm thinking the love of my life.
That's all I can speak to. That's all I can.
The love of my life?
Yeah.
The kids love life too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. If you could know the truth about one mystery or conspiracy, which one would you choose?
Repeat that.
If you could know the truth about one mystery or conspiracy, which one would you choose? Well, I'll just shoot some out there, like aliens.
9/11.
Man on the moon. Dinosaurs.
COVID.
Assassinations.
I'm very curious about assassinations. Like, I think
specifically,
no, not anybody specifically, because like me and my boy were talking this morning, and he's like, you know, when people all of a sudden take a stance and now they have a heart condition, like, it looked healthy before. Why all of a sudden they have a heart condition? Like, you know,
I think that would open that up, because I agree that would kind of be mine. Anything that has to do with like the upper echelon Illuminati type of, I want to know the truth about that. Like, that idea of you have to sacrifice one to get to the money, the bag, you sell out, this, that, and the third. Like, I want to know about all of that, to be honest. Like, do they truly gatekeep and not let you do certain things because of whatever? And then if you don't, you're going against the system gets at you. Like, I just want to know all of that. I really do.
Like, is if all that's even real?
Yeah, I want to do. I want to know.
A lot of people talk about it, so I don't want to say it's not real, but like, when they give their input, you hear different things, and it's like, yo, they're speaking some truth to this, right? But then,
yeah, when people hit me with the, it's got to be real, I don't want to hear that. I want to know the truth.
Another thing.
I think back to like Snowfall. Like, did the CIA really like
bringing
all these drugs? Were they really selling it to like mans?
Yeah, that
But it's proven. I don't know.
It's not proven. There's
crazy documentaries on that.
There's crazy documentaries on 9/11. There's crazy documents on
Nothing's
Kennedy. Proven. Like, you know what I mean? We don't have actual proof towards that. I believe it to be true.
Yeah, our government don't want us to.
Well, I need to know.
Right. And what was the reason? Was it to separate the black community? Was it to deteriorate the black community? Were they fearful of what it could do? Like, I want to know that. Like, all that stuff in there.
I like that.
And who's the government? We always say the government. Who are we talking about?
Them.
I work for the government. We talk about me when I was working for them? Because I wasn't snaking nobody. Not that I
know. How we know?
I didn't. We say the government. I'm always like, who are we talking about? We talking about the people them who are elected?
Yeah.
Which
one? Are they just a face? Like,
which one? Were we talking about Justin back in the day? Like, who are we talking about? But I'm saying, like, who specifically?
Yeah.
Just him or like him and his top people or the people behind him?
Yeah.
Under him? Who are we talking about?
What's yours? Is that you? That you feel? The government?
What do you mean?
That's who you'd like to find?
Conspiracy?
Yeah, or mystery?
No, mystery, I would say. I had one, but I forgot. I'm hungry, man. No, you know what? It was like about like diseases, like cancer. Like, is there really
cure?
Is there like really a cure?
And if you ask me, I believe there's a cure
for everything.
For everything, I'm gonna be honest with you, because Lil Boosie said it the best. He like he was performing on stage and collapsed. Whatever, went to the hospital. They told him he had cancer. Right, so They just told him he had cancer and they were leaving. He's like, yo, dog, wait. He goes, well, you know, to start the procedure and this, that, and the third, you know, it's going to cost this X amount, not knowing who he was. He's like, I got $80,000 in my pocket right now. Let's get this out. Started. Cancer gone.
Amazing.
You know what I'm saying? Magic Johnson's still alive.
True.
even to like...
No, let's keep going.
I know.
But do you see what I'm saying? Like I just feel like if you have the money, you're good. And this is the reason why medicines and all these things exist.
There's more money in keeping you sick, right?
Exactly.
But they do whatever to help. Well, this is my thought process. They do whatever to help maintain or keep you at a baseline of not dying.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's money in it that you have to keep coming back and spending for medication. But to cure you, that's one time. Only get your money once. Mm-hmm. So that's enough.
Yeah, healthcare is a business. Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean?
I got another story for you guys. I was in this customer's house. The customer was really weird. Like, you know, a lot of jars and all these different things. Get it out. So, like, you see, I was kind of like icked out by it, you know, and I'm working on the air conditioner. And gentleman comes to the back with his wife. And they're asking me, like, do I want this? Do I want that? I don't even remember some of the names they were saying. And I was like, no, why? They're like, because this cures this cures that. And they're like, weed does a lot for you, believe it or not. Like, everybody doesn't want you to know these things. And, like, I was really weirded out. And then the lady told me her husband had cancer. And I was like, oh, congratulations for beating it, whatever. And she goes, yeah, they told him he wasn't going to live. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that's amazing that you beat it. She goes, no, the doctors were saying like he only had 1 week to live. And so she's like, she went home. She said she did all her research, this, that, and the third. And, you know, she tried a few things and then she tried this one thing. I can't remember what the names are. She tried this one thing and it cured him. She like, the doctor said he had 1 week to live. And because she didn't want her husband to die, she went to work, she said, and she figured out all these things that the government and the doctors and everybody don't want people to know about, and she actually cured him. And then he's like, he's back there doing jumping jacks, like, I'm alive. And like, I didn't know if they're messing with me or not, but like,
I think I remember you called me.
Yes.
He said, yo, Juice, you wouldn't believe these guys were just offering me weed and all this stuff.
Bro.
But like, to add shit to that, like, people like, so when I was playing ball, I was training at this place in Downsview, and I remember this guy, I don't remember his name, but I remember him telling me like his mom had like cancer. And he's like, yo, I'm following like Dr. Sebi's kind of like protocols and like having like natural healing or whatever. And I remember I hadn't seen him for a while. And the next time I saw him, I was like, yo, how's your mom? He's like, yo, she's blessed. Really, like, she really started doing all that Dr. Sebi stuff and whatever. And
that's gone. Another conspiracy. They said they killed him off because he's coming up with all these cures and things, right?
So. Mm-hmm. And that's what she taught. Sorry, because when the young woman, that's what she said. She said, they always try to send her emails. They call them and they say, you guys need to stop with this stuff.
Oh, really?
That's yeah, what she said. Yeah. Yeah, she told me straight. So I'm now getting scared. I'm like, I don't want to be involved in this.
The them. I told you. The them, doc.
Pretty much. And she's like, I'm like, I don't want to be involved in this. They're calling you and threatening you to stop this right now.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got satellites on your house. You're telling me now they're going to think I'm involved. And she's like, here, take my card this time. I'm like, nah, I'm all right.
You would have been a target if you took a jar.
Bro, she gave us, I should have, like, she gave us a jar of weed and she's like, try this. Like, this is some of the best grown weed. And then she tried to give us gummies. Then she tried to give us some pills. I'm gonna be honest with you. She gave me all the stuff and I threw it away. Right? But she, that's a selfish. Bro, and it's one of those things where it's like, if they're already calling you,
yes,
I don't want to be involved.
I'm too close now.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just did your AC. Your house is cool now. Leave me alone.
6 degrees of separation for sure. Okay. So another one was big for me, actually stemming off of that. If you had the chance to live forever, would you take it?
When you say live forever, like, do I have to grow old or?
See, that's the thing that I actually played with as well. So let's go with both avenues. Let's say you stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but everybody else ages?
But everybody else is aging. It's only you that lives forever.
So it's like Vampire Diaries with like Damien and.
Sure. Okay. I didn't watch that, but sure.
Like vampires that don't age and
yeah, you just know, stay,
I
mean, you that
yeah, people are aging.
I feel like I would just feel stuck. I mean, people are coming and just going and all the people that I grew up
like go connecting to, yeah,
right. And I'm just here, and then another wave of them come and they just go and I'm just still here.
Yeah, like I can't imagine, like, I'm still in this body and man, I'm balding and getting pot bellies and turning into seniors. Like, can
I get ask you that? Not describing somebody in his head, you know?
What's wrong with you, bro?
Now you guys just get old, start doing old people shit.
Nah, for real.
How am I still gonna be friends with you guys?
So what, you want us to go run with you or something, work out?
It'd be weird. Like, I'm still hooping, playing ball.
You don't have to do anything. You have to be you.
I get it. But, like, to see you guys
start deteriorating
would be hard to watch.
So I think, for me, hell no. Whatever avenue we take. Because that was one avenue where you don't age. The other one, you get aged till you can be...
To your frail.
Yeah, like, to your frail, but you still keep going somehow. Like,
that's a no for sure.
Listen... Just seeing the way that people, you know, start to deteriorate, their mind gone, this, that, and the third. Yeah, you could pack me up. Once I get to a certain age and I start have to be dependable upon other people, I might put it in a will. Like, yo, once you guys see me like this, get me out of here.
I guess I'm different. I'm here, nigga.
Try to be here forever.
I'm here. I am not leaving. Sorry, guys. I don't want to die. I'm scared of death. I don't want to die. You're not listening. I don't want to die. I want to be here. I'll be at your funeral. God forbid. I'll be there and still looking young, still looking good. I don't want to die. I'll be here forever. I'll see every generation that come. Back in my day, what's your day? Like, I'll be that young guy. Like,
I'm waiting now. Talking about. I'm waiting now. You up there?
Up where?
You would have felt lost though. Like, you just like,
nah. Start a new beginning. Meet some new people. Do it
every
over.
Time over.
Every time. We got 30, 40 years to do it every time.
You said your circle's small, doc.
Yeah, I'll make a smaller
That's
circle.
That's a big circle, doc. Everybody?
Bro, when you go out, you meet people, you connect with them. If I don't connect with you, I'll move on.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. I'll be hopping from city to city, just doing things, living my life.
What age would you guys stay? If you had to stay in age forever, what age would it be?
28.
28?
Yeah. 28.
What'd you say?
What age would you stay if you could stay in age forever?
Like, if you picked a number.
Oh.
28.
I'm good with whatever.
You just want to be here.
I'm here. I told you guys I'm here, big dog. Oh, but no, 28 is a good
28. I felt like I'm in between everything at that point. Like, I'm cool with the old people because I get some things. Young people, they start to call you old, but you're not old enough yet. Like, yeah. I thought 28 was solid.
I'll say 25, 20.
Sexual prime. 28, I was making things work. That's it.
Now you're scratching your head, eh? Now, what's going on?
It's not the same. It's not the same, brother.
Scratching my head? Nah, I don't care. It happens what happens, doc.
That's not the same.
It's not. I always say it's not the same.
It's not, bro.
I'm like, my drive not there. AFM. Today?
Back in the day, I never made excuses. Belly's hurt. My hands hurt.
It can work. I'm tired today. I understand now. I get it. 33 is different. I'm only 33. AFM is fucked.
Oh, my gosh.
For real. 20 years. Oh, nice. My God. 20 was nice. How about you? Okay, so for me, Theon and Tashawn. Second part of that question is, what would change your mind? If you said no to the question, obviously, what would change your mind and wanted to stay here forever?
What would change my mind to stay?
Yeah, everybody could stay with me.
That's a good answer.
Same for you.
When you say everybody, like all your people or everybody in the world?
Not everybody.
Brother.
I got to ask him because this guy be saying, like, I want the whole world. I want this. Yeah, I want that.
No. I thought about it. That's a good question.
The closest 10.
No, there's some people you're 10 you don't want, you said.
Yeah. I didn't say that. All right. I said there's some people close. I don't like. I love them. See what I mean?
I think maybe to guide and keep my lineage alive. That would make me stay.
What'd you say?
I'm done with this. I'm done with this thing. I'm so done. I'm so done with this thing.
I was gonna allow it.
Yo,
I didn't hear what he said. I was not about.
I said. What did you say?
I said to keep my, like, what would make me stay, like, to keep my lineage alive, to guide them, kind of thing, through life, kind of thing.
Who?
You don't know the lineage?
Like, you mean your kids?
Yes, my nigga, kids, like, to kids, keep his kids, thing going my on,
lineage,
bro.
Like, to keep my name, like, our name alive.
you would stay to keep the family's name alive?
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't clear what he meant.
You know what he sounded like? You ever see Rush Hour, Chris Tucker?
Yeah.
And he said, the hell you just said? I can't believe this guy, man. You're sick. We gotta wrap this guy up soon.
No, I actually just didn't know what he meant. So I want clarification.
For me, I think it's a mixture of the two for sure. Keeping people close. But to make sure, yeah, like everybody stay with me. $1 billion, though. That's a picture right there. All right, moving along. If your partner didn't like your closest friends or family, would you side with your partner or your loved ones?
Oh, I hate this one.
Is it a collective? They all like.
See, now that's another thing. I guess that's to each their own. Like, for example, if you thought like,
because if my whole family, parent, like, if your friends didn't like this person,
nah, I don't think it's collective. I think it would be like, okay, cool. Like her parents didn't like you.
Oh, I couldn't do it.
Her parents didn't like you.
No, I couldn't. Do it. I couldn't do it.
So who don't like who?
If your partner didn't like your closest friends or family, would you side with your partner or your loved ones?
I couldn't be with them. Couldn't be with them.
Like,
so I'm an interesting little tale.
Okay, this person's gonna bring negative talks about these people. They don't like them. I try and isolate me from my family and my friends. Nah, I couldn't live that life.
How you take it that far?
That's what I'm saying. What if it doesn't?
What if she does? Yeah. What if she just like, I don't like them, but you do your thing.
Yeah. What if she takes a stance of, okay, I just don't want to be involved.
But then you're not, how are you involved with me if you're not involved with my family?
I know, because family's big for you, right? So what I'm saying is, that's what I was going to say. My interesting little tale is, for me personally, I'm a type of guy where, again, low maintenance. So I'm of the idea of like, yo, if I've met your family and we're good and you've met my family and you're good with that, my parents, your parents, there doesn't have to be a coexistence of blended anything. Cause I'm in love with you, right?
But what about like Christmas? What about any kind of gatherings?
This person, but that's once a year. Like you're not necessarily with.
I'm just saying in any setting, this person won't come or doesn't want to be there
if they don't feel it. But if I love this person, that's what I'm saying. It's hard for me. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't know who it depend. It would depend on what the situation is, that who doesn't like what and for what reason.
Yeah, like if they come on and just say I don't like them, like there's a reason.
Yeah.
So they don't give a reason. They just say they don't like them.
So you're like, you're dumb. You're ex.
You know what I'm saying? And
but what if it was like your parent, though, that said that they don't like your partner? It's just you know how parents go. Like,
yeah, but that's what a lot of people, a lot of people grow to like people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because what parent thinks
someone's
good for their child? Like, I brought girls to meet my mom before. My mom said she didn't like them or whatever the case may be. I probably went to a girl's house or whatever, and her parents probably said they don't like me, or you know, like. Mm-hmm. But then I had random people don't like me, but when they meet me, they grow to love me.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying. So like, I don't know. Would I stop talking to my?
But for your girl, person, not like anybody. Fam, these people are brought you up. These people are around you. They made. But if helped you be who you are.
Yes, but if I love her too.
Yeah, but habits still can side to that, is what I'm saying. Like, if I know who my parents are and they just like, all right, I don't like the way that this person fits, but I love this person.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, okay, well, because they don't like her, now she catches wind of that. She now doesn't like them back. Who do I side with? I have to figure out what the main issue
and that's
is.
Yeah, but we didn't add that variable.
No, I agree.
Now we're adding variables to make the story.
I know. But that's what I'm saying. So I think for me, it would depend on what the I don't like situation is to figure out who I'm siding with. Because if that was the case, it's like, what are you mad at? And then I can figure out what's going on and who to side with. Because like I said, I my parents never said, oh, I don't like this person for you. Right? Even if it was thereafter, they'd be like, I could kind of see why that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But they would never come out right and say, like, oh, I didn't like this person.
No, my mom was telling me straight, I don't like that person. Get them out of my house.
But you see in your question, it never said.
It says the other way.
No, I know. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, is that something stemming from my partner, or is that something stemming from,
I just feel like if you don't like any person around me, significant, my friends, my family, how could we even just maneuver?
I'm going to take the stance I always took. You don't got to see them. Especially the friends.
But you're okay. But this is the thing. You'd be okay with not seeing your friends or your family?
She can't tell me what I can't see. See what I'm saying? So I'm going to go check my friends. You don't want to be my friends? I hear you.
So that means you're taking the other side.
You don't see any conflict with that?
Because in your question is...
who would I side with? Yeah.
Who would you side with? So it sounds like you're siding with your friends.
The fact that she doesn't like them?
Yes, and then she's going to be upset
to figure out what you don't like, yeah.
Yeah, so if you side with your friends, she's obviously going to feel a way towards it, and then she's probably going to distance herself. It's going to, you know, cause issues between you guys. So in her eyes, it sounds like you're picking her your friends.
Well, she'd have to understand, depending on what you dislike. Yeah. Depends on what you dislike, my nigga. Like I said, I'm just a really... I'm a middle-of-the-line guy until you make me have to choose. I don't understand why people can't get along until you show me a reason why you can't.
Do you have to choose, though? What's the choosing? Because it's like...
they're going to tell you you choose.
In some sort of form, you have to choose.
What do you mean choosing? If you don't get along with certain people in my family, I don't have to...
No, but we're not saying certain people.
No, I agree with you. You said everybody.
You said my friends and my family.
Friends, closest friends, or family.
Oh.
So that's what I'm saying to you. So I agree with your stand, but he does make a good point. Because after so long, if they dislike that you have continued to see this person, they could grow a sustained anger or dislike that you have gone that far to still see this person.
Yeah, they're going to be like, you're choosing sides without necessarily saying you're choosing sides, even though you're trying to make your relationship work.
I don't like the fact that
you're with Tashawn all the time. And I told you, I don't want you around Tashawn, but Tashawn's my boy. All right, so you know what? Continue being around Tashawn. That's how that conversation goes. And then you're just going to, when you're calling her, she's not answering now. She's not telling you, like, what's up? Oh, you said you're with Tashawn, so be with Tashawn. And then now you're like, I don't have to deal with this.
But she's also making a choice.
Absolutely.
She's choosing to not like somebody.
Absolutely.
So it's like, now it's like.
With you.
But that's my point is this. It's like, if you're not trying to like my family, now we have an issue. And same thing with my family. If you're not trying to like my person, now we have an issue. Like, you don't have to, and you don't have to love the person. You don't have to, that doesn't have to be your favorite person, but if you don't try to accept them,
for me especially,
I'm probably going to have an issue on one front or the other.
So I agree.
With the people who are not trying. That's the way I see it. It's like, I don't know. Another question that was posed to me that reminds me of this is like, the person you love, your partner, say she's out or something like that, and your friend sees her do something unsavory and comes, tells you, says, yo, I seen your girl doing something. And your girl goes, no, I didn't. Who do you believe?
The person. So my friend came to tell me that he saw my girl do something.
I saw your girl do something. I said, bro.
And then she's saying no, she didn't.
She said no, she didn't.
Yeah, he must have that confusion.
So,
because I didn't do none of that. Or I didn't do that.
So the way I see it is, it all depends on the friend. And the reason why I say it depends on your friend.
It's your
because
brother.
You know your friends. Your brother, whatever, you know your friends. You know I have a close group. If they came to me and they said this, I believe them.
Mm-hmm.
What reason would they have to lie? Do you want my girl?
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if a random came and said it, I would start thinking, why does he have to come and lie to me? He doesn't even have to tell me. It doesn't even matter. You get what I'm saying? So now I would think about things a little bit more. I wouldn't say anything. I'd watch behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Her behavior. You get what I'm saying? Because now something's been brought to my attention. I'm going to see how she moves, how she acts. You know, I might even be a little stalker if I see where she goes. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? Because like, I don't like accusing. I'm not going to, a man told me this. Who's this guy? Jake from who? State Farm? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need something to stand on. Like, if Theon came, Tashawn came, you came, one of my guys came and said that, then it's like, all right, you know what? My guy said this to me. What reason does he have to lie to me?
Yeah.
A random say, he might be lying. I don't know. Because he might want my girl. But I would watch behavior. I wouldn't say anything right away. I think when you say something right away, you showed your hand. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now they know how to fix up.
Absolutely.
I would just watch behavior at that point.
The question's hard, though.
I agree with Frank, though. That's how you probably should handle it. Because, again, you don't know all the cards that are being played. But.
That's a tough one. Like, do you ask her, like, hey.
I don't know if you can, because there's nothing to go from other than what your friends are saying.
like, okay, so I'll put it like this. Tashawn, I just saw your girl out with homie. I don't know what was going on, but I saw him, you know, put his hand on the booty, grab a little cheek. You believe in me?
Yeah. Like,
that's it. You believe in me? Yes or no?
I'm believing you.
And then she says, I didn't do that to Sean. He didn't touch my ass. What is he talking about?
You're going to go back to him and ask him, what did you see?
I have to go back. It's a back and forth because I have to confirm now.
What are you confirming? I just told you my dog, my guy.
Okay,
like,
okay, cool. Let's say he does.
That's the girl I love that I'm laying up in bed with every night.
And he comes back and tells you the same story. Yes, this is what I saw. Now what? You went through your progressions.
You got to make a decision, right?
I gotta hug this for a bit. I gotta figure out what to do.
But you see what I'm saying? You gotta hold that information in. Now you gotta investigate. You know what I'm saying?
What you saying? What you saying over there, Juice?
Juice, I came to you.
I'm believing this.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's tough because I come in, Joe Juice, I saw your girl, brother. Listen, at first I thought it was nothing, but you know me, I kept a little eye on her because I know it's your girl. Man, I was feeling on the booty, Juice. I don't know what to take of that, but she didn't stop him. What's your move, Juice?
I'm going to believe you, but I'm going to investigate, but in a different way. Like, I'm going to ask, like, look, I wouldn't ever go full force and be like, yo, this is what happened yesterday?
Yeah.
Ask a little question.
Oh, how was your night?
Yeah, how was your night? Okay, cool. Next day. Yo, what was going on over there? Did anything happen out of work? Just to find out. You know what I mean?
So she's really
answer, if the answer is a little bit weird, where it's like defensive, like, why? I'll do my little investigation, but I'm believing my dog.
And I think like non-negotiable, I'm believing the homies. And that's what's tough, that because I
feel like it is.
Bro. They both wear contacts. So it's like,
what the fuck is that talking about? What is he talking about?
If my contact came off, are you sure it was my girl?
Yo.
Hey, listen, are you sure?
I wouldn't do that. I don't see it.
No, you hope.
It says that they both wear contacts.
He's weird, dog.
I have to believe that they
it's camaraderie amongst men. Yeah, like, I don't know what to tell you.
I have to believe them.
Women don't start. I'm not saying that.
Mm-mm. I have to believe them, but I do have to do an investigation. It doesn't mean I'm gonna get up and leave.
No, I hear you.
No,
that's your choice.
Yeah. At the end of the day, that's your choice. But I'm, you know what? That's why I left the ball in your court. You know what? I'm gonna do you guys one better. I'm taking a picture next time since I wear contacts.
Okay. If your partner wants to stay friends with their ex after you started dating, would you be okay with it, or would you consider it a deal breaker?
Like, what kind of friends we talking? Because there's friends that
they not, just not acquaintance.
Okay.
Not a cordial, hey, I just see them in passing, or I see them.
And they do lunch dates every so often.
Whatever, a friendship. The friendship, dog.
Yeah, but there's different levels of friendship. Like, your friendship, we could be friends on Instagram. We could be friends that hang out.
Because my friends on Instagram, all of them don't get a like. I don't see all their stuff. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that.
To be friends,
yeah, but you don't see all your friends every day.
I agree.
Talk to your friends every day, right? That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, but the random check-ins and stuff, those are the friends that I care about. So that's, I'm assuming that's what it's detailing.
Context matters to me.
Yeah, I need more.
Like, how recent is the ex? What he looked like?
Why? Because if you look good, you
I can't wait. This leads into the next
six,
question,
five,
by the way.
D's.
This leads into the next
if
question.
If 6'5", D's and good looking, you don't want her to be friends with him?
Nah.
So he's nerdy.
Yeah.
5'5".
Yeah.
And for real.
Yeah, cool.
It's cool? You're not a threat?
Absolutely.
All right, cool. Remember you said that.
It matters.
I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Go ahead. How about you?
I need more information.
Context?
There's more to the context, but...
I feel like, again...
It's hard for me.
I'm going to lean on the low maintenance, brother.
I'm not really a jealous type, though.
That's what I'm saying. Because I'm not, I'm cool until something's up. I don't care who you look like. Be friends, bro.
For me, I think it's the
nah, definitely looks
the time.
Matter. Looks matter. What are you looks talking about?
Not to me, bro.
Brother.
Be a friend.
But if you know,
like, yo, attractive people are friends, bro. If my 100%. Girl's attractive, so I'm saying if my girl's attractive, she's gonna have some attractive friends.
I'm gonna be honest with you. If he has dreads, no.
I'm about to say that's what the context
if
matters.
If he has this dreads, fits no.
Her
oh, her
mold to the T of like, well, it's like. You're just asking for
trouble.
It's her ex, but your ex are not necessarily like
always gonna be
who you want to T, right?
Yeah.
There's an ex that gives them the ick after they're done, but they're still like regents.
Like how long? And there's an ex talking like a year, 6 months.
Yo, they're after you're dating, you're already dating her, mm-hmm. and the friend and her become an ex now. I'm sorry, they were exes and now they become friends. So I get the context, but for me, the only thing that would matter is whether you tell me or not.
Can I flip the question?
Go ahead.
Would you be okay if she was like your girl's cool with your ex's, her ex's like family?
What do you mean?
Like he had a brother or whatever, and they were like really close. Would you still be okay with them being friends?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay. Just asking.
To me, it's the ex though. The ex context. Like if he's an NFL player, 6'5",
and they broke up,
fresh feet, and he left her.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like all these things.
So she didn't want the situation to end type of thing.
Yeah, she was heartbroken. That's not the man on your girl.
Huh? So that's not on your girl. I understand that.
You see what I'm saying? He left her because
that's what I'm saying. There's little clues there. But in terms of what he looks like, that's not
it factors in, bro.
It doesn't. I know. I hear what you're saying. For you, that doesn't bother me.
I don't believe you.
I don't care what you believe. I'm telling you.
I don't care that you don't care.
Okay. So because of that, though, my last one is. Are men more insecure than women? I'm gonna go first. Yes. Hell fucking yes. Hell yes. There's things that we cannot handle, bro. We couldn't fathom.
Give me an example.
And what do you want to start with?
Anything you want to go with. I just need an example.
A text.
What do you mean a text?
A man texting that woman. When you see a man's name pop up on a girl's phone, I feel like majority of men couldn't handle.
I think we're equally as.
I don't think so.
I think our insecurities have less logic. I think when they're insecure, it usually makes sense.
Even when it does make sense or doesn't make sense, they still go through hell and high water because we gaslight. We do. We're the ones that systemically, patriarch, whatever you want to call it, have put them through more so they will deal with more. We quick to cut.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're quick to cut, it doesn't matter what it is. We are scared of going through a woman's text because of things we may see that aren't even the most worst thing ever. A man, she might not even be indulging in anything, like an Instagram DM, for example, and a man says to her, like, oh, you look so sexy. She has said nothing. We'll be like, yo, why are you letting this man talk to you like this? Why'd you say something to him?
I'm different, though. Yeah, I wouldn't. She showed me a DM today.
I'm just saying generally, right? So if she does that, cool. What I'm saying is you're going to search now. If a man has gone to search, she's not showing you. There's a difference.
I'm not a searcher, to be honest.
Cool, but some men are.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Some men go through women's phones. Mm-hmm. Some men. So when we see certain stuff, we're fall out. We're sick. Women, yeah, they'll be sick. But I'm meticulously going through different avenues and different channels to figure some things out. I don't think it's close.
Oh, I heard in my head, why she do this to me, bro?
I was real good. Yeah, I'm calling the man. Oh my God, dog. But I feel like for a woman, girl, she can see a chat of us going at the girl. And we like, nah, babe, listen. It's just a low moment for me. You know what I'm saying? It's just a low moment for me. I wanted reciprocation that night. You didn't give me no sex. You said you're tired, blah, 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 blah. And I just went on Instagram. I just felt low. I want somebody to reciprocate the love. And she has to eat that. And if she doesn't eat that, we look at her like, yo, fam, what? I didn't even do nothing. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to you guys, I really don't think we handle or we can stomach as much. Like going back to Tashawn's point of how he looks. You know how much of attractive women I've been with, they'd be like, yo, if I'm friends with them, just has to eat that.
But girls,
it's over.
Girls would, I think they would echo the same thing.
Yeah, how they look matter.
I agree with you. But what I'm saying is now you're telling them, babe, were you serious? Like, yo, I can be friends with this girl. Like, I'm not into her no more. And she just has to eat that until something proves differently. But for us, it's like, nah, you can't be friends with that nigga. Because he looks like this.
Repeat the
Are men more insecure than women?
Are men more insecure?
So I'll give you an example. So today on iPhones, you can have your emojis or whatever next to your name, depending on how you guys style it, and you can save that as your, and it would update in other people's phones, right? You guys seen that before?
Mm-hmm.
So if they put an emoji beside their name of like a bodybuilder, so it puts like the strong arm beside him, and your lady ends up keeping that there. and doesn't update it herself. It's just she accepts the whatever is there.
But doesn't it? It's not about accepting. It just shows up.
It shows.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
So if Kamara
you change it.
So if Kamara texted her with strong arm and eggplant, and you've seen it,
what's in? You okay?
I'm sick.
You're sick, right? But remember, she doesn't control that, or she can, but that's his emojis he put there.
Strong arm eggplant.
You gonna tell him yo change that? You gonna tell her change that?
No.
So I'm asking you.
Are we more insecure? I think our insecurities come from a different place. I think men are more territorial. And when we talked about bro code, men are more territorial. Bro code makes no sense. Mm-hmm. Actually makes no sense. Oh, because you talked to her, I can't talk to her. No, makes no sense. Right? Also, I think our biggest thing is like, did you have sex with him? Like, if you had sex with him, we're crushed. And I feel like women, it's like, did you love her? Does that make sense? So it's like, if women find out you actually like somebody, you actually love somebody else, they're broken. But when it's sex, I feel like they can get past that more. I feel like we can't get past that. If we think...
Can't get past a lot of things. That's what
yeah, we can't. I think for us, it's just like... I'm more insecure.
What can't we get over?
A lot, dog.
If you had to pick one thing what you can't get over, what would it be?
Me? See, I'm a hypocrite. Lying.
Oh, my goodness. I thought you had something. I did not expect that.
Yo.
And he looked at the camera, man.
I've been staying on camera last 30 seconds, my nigga. This shit's dangerous, Doc. We be laughing about what this thing is. You're through.
Holy smokes.
You know what I mean? When I lied to her, it's like, come on, man.
I didn't need it.
Come on, Doc. I'm going to come right back.
Oh, my gosh.
What couldn't I do?
We do expect more forgiveness than we would give.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What couldn't you get over, Tashawn?
Me?
Yo, you're always penned as a liar now.
Yeah, like I couldn't get over lying. Like you lied to me, like you're a liar. God.
You're
but
lying.
Me, but me, if I lie, I don't feel like I'm a liar. Like I feel like I can change.
It's a mistake. Just this time. You know,
it depends on the lie. It depends on the lie.
What's the lie?
Because like
you said, she was out by with her friends. You find out she out with the next
one. Yeah, and I was touching her bum.
I think I can get over that. I'm going to be honest with you. I think I can get over that. There's many things I can get over. I think I would be able to get over that. Maybe. Because it didn't really go anywhere. You just grabbed a little booty.
How you know that? It was going.
It didn't go anywhere. It was going, but it didn't go anywhere. Right? I don't know that. But let's say it didn't go anywhere. And that's that. But if it went somewhere, I can't get over that. No. That's some real shit. Nah,
he's right.
Like, I cannot get over that.
To the extent
like, I got over lying before.
Yo, listen to me. We could work out the booty touching. Like, what made you get to this? You get what I'm saying? Stuff like, what made you get to this that you needed to go out with this guy and you grab it on your booty and now you're embarrassed?
I don't want to talk about it.
No, 100%. You have to talk about it at this point because people know. You get what I'm saying? So we might as well figure this out. And if we can't figure it out, it's best to move on at this point. But now, like, it went from booty touching to now, you know, you were gone and you didn't show up until like 2:30 in the morning and my mind's going off, this, that, and the third. And then I ask you, like, where were you? And you lied about it when I knew about it. I think I could get over that. It gets to the point where it's like, what else happened?
Yeah.
Right? Now, if you're like, oh, Terrell, I messed up and, you know, could you please forgive me? Once I start hearing that, my mind's going like, it's racing now. And it's like, okay. The question is, did you have sex with him?
Mm-hmm.
Once you had sex with that other person, like Tashawn said, we're very territorial. I didn't even say that right. Sorry, I didn't even come out properly.
Territorial.
Hey, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? You're feeling the pain right now. Like, and you went and had sex with this person, we're done.
Yo.
We're done. Steph, I'm not even trying to cut you off. I'm not giving you a second chance.
I hear you. Let me tell you right now, when I find, yo, I know niggas that do some of the stories that I see on Instagram, for example, right? Like these deviant women stories that come out. I know some niggas that are on the opposite side, done worse. But when I hear these women stories, I'm hurt.
Yeah.
How could she do that? I'm a hypocrite.
What do you think, Juice?
I'm gonna own it.
I don't know. I don't even know if I could take it that far. Like, I don't know. I think even though, like you said, my mind's racing and like I called you, you didn't answer. And you're out with a guy, and I'm just supposed to be like, let's sit down and figure this out.
Mature. I'm not there yet.
I don't even think that's maturity.
It is.
No, I'm saying I could get over that. That's what I could get over. That was the...
Hey, look, but the sex...
So question for you. Okay, okay,
no,
okay, okay.
No, no.
So what if you found... So I'm going to add a little more context. What if you found out the way that you were talking about? Like, yo, your homie came and told you, mm-hmm. and that's how you found out. So now when you ask her or however you go about that investigation, now she hits the fan, that's when she admits to it. That's one scenario. And then the other scenario being that she comes and tells you like, hey, I really messed up. Which one are you more open to?
None.
Okay.
It's the same.
It's the same thing. You did the same thing. It don't matter who told me.
So you shouldn't get more like, credit? You don't get more credit to coming for you? For
I don't believe in that. Me I don't either. Believe in that. That you came to me first, so
I didn't
it, should be,
out.
It should be cool.
Or, first,
like, okay, yeah, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, you came to tell me before the homie over here.
Well, she never saw the homie, though. She just felt guilty and came to you and told you.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Anything you still matter. Did what you did.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, okay, let me ask you guys one more question. Would you, could you get over your girl stealing your money?
Yes.
Stealing my money?
Yes. Yes.
Yo, no, brother.
Why not?
Stealing? Man's eyes pop at his head, fam.
Why not?
And stealing my money? Stealing my bread?
Yes.
First of all, it should be our bread.
Yeah.
Secondly, she but took like, it. But stealing? Stealing
what's
sound?
The joint? She took it.
Huh?
What's the joint? She took it. She didn't tell you about it. She took it.
Nah, that's stealing, brother. That's not right.
That's what I said.
I can't get over it.
Can't.
You can't get over that.
It's a lie.
Steal from me?
But so what amount?
Yeah, what would constitute stealing if it's your money?
Mm-hmm.
If it's
like if it's our money.
Sorry, if it's our money.
Like she's embezzling my money?
Yeah, she's putting away like a fund.
Sorry,
right?
Jason Pitts.
She's putting away a fund.
She's embezzling, brother.
Spell it.
What amount? What amount would make you say it's fine?
There is no amount that's
so
fine.
So she took $100 from your account.
I can forgive it.
And sent it to herself?
Yeah.
I can forgive it.
So you wouldn't want her to have a rainy day fund?
I can forgive it.
No, but it's like, why not just ask me?
She couldn't.
Why?
But why does she have to ask for our money?
Talk about it.
Why does she have to ask for our money?
You're in a tough spot now. Let me see you crawl out of this hole.
Hold on. She's taking our money and putting it in a secret fund?
A rainy day thing.
Why don't she just tell me, though?
Tell you what? It's a rainy day thing. You're the breadwinner. She don't
you're hiding. You're hiding.
You're hiding money. You can't.
You're hiding
I
money.
I agree. But could you get over it now that you find it out?
You found out.
No, because you're hiding money. You're deceiving. Deception is just
lies.
Not only are you lying, you're stealing. You're doing both, brother.
I can get over that.
No. I think I can get over that too.
Money's you not just, for me.
I think so.
It's not about the money. For me, it's deception. No. And now you're lying and stealing at the same time. So no.
I think I could get over the money. I would just know that. I can't have a.
Yeah, I'll just take my
out of the house.
$5 on the table where my $5 go. I'm looking at you like.
We gotta get you a job. We gotta get you a job that pays you that $100 that you
where
need.
Where my $5 on the table?
Yeah.
That's how I'm looking at her every time. So it's like, you know, she's gonna feel bad about it, but I just know, like, no money situation where you could access.
Yo, I feel like. I feel like you'd be plenty of ears and be like,
yeah.
I don't know where this $5 went. This $5 got to return.
What if she go to the room and it better be back here on the table when I get back?
What if she took one of your chains
and wear it
and pawned it
and then to do what?
To get money?
It's the same thing, brother. But she's gone now. Not even you have it anymore.
It's stealing. That's
her
point.
She has it.
It's the same thing. I just want to ask if she does that. Are you guys done?
It's not the same.
She takes your chain, pawns it. Gets the money, puts it in her account. Staying with her? That is nasty work.
It's not the same.
It's stealing.
That is nasty work.
Stealing is stealing.
It's another level of something.
Stealing, brother.
I think I can get over that as well.
Oh my God, you guys are sick.
Now, there's certain
things. Once I find out, can you take that money and go buy back that exact chain or is it custom?
It's gone, brother.
I know the chain is gone.
That one's worse. You added a next step.
Yeah, that's another level, bro. She bought my taste.
Now you stole.
You pawned?
She went to Orpheus Road, pawned your shit.
You need to go somewhere good.
Got some money.
You need to go somewhere good? Junior exchange, get better job. Anyway.
For me, Yeah, I get over that.
I'm getting over those type of things. Money's not everything for
the
me.
The chain too?
How long have you guys been together for?
Because I'm not talking to this nigga.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not talking to you about no chain.
Because
she's brand new. She got to go. If we got timing, now you're coming into this, just steal it.
Yeah, you can't be doing different. That.
Brother.
But if we got time and you stole it,
you're dating for 3 months. 3 months, you take your chain.
Gotta go.
Gone.
Gotta go.
3 years, babe.
My chain's older than you. My chain's older than you. You gotta go.
Or you find out she was in one of those.
Enough of you.
Okay.
I love you. I saw it in your eyes.
Scenarios he's coming up with.
Right? It's going out of here.
The way he started, I don't want to hear the rest of that.
Going out of here.
What if she's
hungry? I'm still interested. I do want to hear it, but I'm not interested now. All right. Are we doing the game now? Nah, we're good. All right. Guys. Get out of here. Guys.
Long night.
You guys have been wonderful for tuning in. If you made it this far. This is honestly, we gotta do this for us. This is one of my favorite episodes for sure. He's a guy, man. Like, comment, subscribe. Actually.
Sweet, bro.
Bro.
He's got to grow. That was immature.
Bro. That was your moment.
That was immature. Yo. All right.
Got to put a flex of the eggplant in there. Hold on.
That was your worst.
Weak, dog.
All right. I'm done, bro. All right.
Go home and practice, bro.
Remember to like, comment, subscribe. From us to you guys, He's a Guy podcast signing out. See you next time.
Get out of here.